Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, this is World Cafe.
Now sometimes I get lonely, oh, sometimes I get down.
And that's the buttery smooth vocals of Dwight James. Along with his band, The Royals, they are our guest today for the Acadiana Music Showcase. Puts the spotlight on Southern Louisiana's rich musical history. Based in Lafayette, James blends blues, R&B, and soul to create a Creole flavor. We've got a live performance with Dwight James and the Royals, including a song from his latest, Persephone.
A hint of springtime in your tenderness. A touch of autumn in your golden lips.
The Acadiana Music Showcase is coming up with Dwight James. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Gilbert Police Chief is looking for some landlord accountability after a recent crime surge in the city's rental community. Iron Range Today reports a series of drug busts and violent incidences this spring were an uncommon run for Gilbert, which typically includes one second-degree assault arrest each year. So far in 2026, there have been three, all tied to rentals. Rentals make up about 10% of the small city's housing stock, but 33 of the last 37 search warrants executed for methamphetamine were at rentals, including the second largest bust in the city's history in May, where 2 pounds of meth were seized. More than half of total disturbance calls originate from rental units. The city of Gilbert does not have a rental ordinance, but in recent city council meetings, it's being considered, such as a policy requiring landlords to register their tenants and keep current contact information with the city. The U.S. Senate later this summer is expected to dig deeper into the next farm bill following House approval back in April. A Minnesota farmer hopes politics stay out of the final push and fairness for non-corporate operations is a priority. James Connie is a dairy farmer from Renville County who recently traveled to Washington, D.C. He was pushing for certain provisions in the sprawling agricultural policy. He says the process in recent years has become so fraught with partisan approaches that smaller independent operations like his are left fighting for scraps.
We're just playing whack-a-mole. We're just trying to bat down the biggest of the problems and to support maybe one or two things that we can add to the farm bill that would be a positive.
In the Senate version, he'd like to see language that compels federal agencies to enforce existing antitrust rules covering agriculture. He and like-minded farmers also want mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. In defending their version, House Republicans say it bolsters risk management for food producers, supports rural communities, and addresses foreign investment in U.S. farmland. In last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, congressional Republicans addressed other elements of the farm bill, including controversial changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Moves were also made related to conservation funding. Connie says work is still needed to get healthy land management support in the right hands.
There is simply not enough funding for the amount of demand. You need to have caps on what people can get under some of those programs because that is part of what's funding the concentration in agriculture.
Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. The city of Hermantown has opened the second public comment period regarding the proposed Google Data Center campus. This comment period focuses on the draft Alternative Urban Area-Wide Review, or AUAR, and its associated mitigation plan. This is the second area-wide review the city has completed for the controversial project that is the subject of litigation. The other occurred before it was specifically identified that a data center was behind the, quote, light industrial development. The study area includes approximately 275 acres in the southwest corner of the city. This is a smaller geographic footprint and scale than the initial study adopted in October of last year. Hermantown and Google jointly agreed to the updated study with current information allowing for greater specificity. An AUAR is a tool used to understand how different development scenarios may affect the environment before development occurs. It's a multi-step process and includes plans mandating how development will manage environmental impacts, as well as multiple public comment periods. This 30-day comment period will close July 16th. You can view the draft and other associated documents at the city's website. Voices for Ethnic and Multicultural Awareness will host the 6th annual Iron Range Juneteenth celebration from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday in Virginia. The family-friendly event will feature music, vendors, family activities, and free food until noon. Juneteenth is observed annually on June 19th and commemorates the day in 1865 when more than 250,000 enslaved people in Texas learned they were free. This came more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, this is World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo, and it's time for the Acadiana Music Showcase, produced by our partners at KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana, bringing you the best of Southern Louisiana's rich musical scene. Today, I am stoked for our performance, which comes from Dwight James and the Royals. James's debut EP, Need Your Lovin', was a Bandcamp pick for Best Soul Record, and he blends blues, R&B, and soul that is buttery smooth. He's out on tour this summer hitting New Orleans and Austin, including gigs around Lafayette, and a new record coming called Make It Right. We've got some songs from his original record, Need Your Lovin', and his most recent single release, Persephone, that is coming your way. Let's hear the title track from that EP. It is Need Your Lovin'. Dwight James and the Royals in the Acadiana Music Showcase.
Now sometimes I get lonely, oh, sometimes I get down. No light in the morning, child, no love to be found. Times like these, a little tenderness is all I need. Your loving touch sets my mind at ease. Well, I need your loving. Yeah, I need your loving. When you call my name, I come running. Well, I need your loving. Yeah, you're sweet. And hugging, and I'm dying on my knees, girl. Just give me something. Take me weak, child, just 'cause I need your touch.
on, give it to me. Come on, give it to me. Come on, give it to me. Now come on, give it to me. Give your loving to me. Give your loving to me, girl. Now come on, bring it to me. Yeah. Now come on, bring it to me. Now come on, give it to me. Come on, give it to me now. Now come on, give it to me. Yeah. Now come on, give it to me. Now give your loving to me. Give your loving to me, girl. Now come on, give it to me. Please give your love to me, girl. We'll be right back.
this canopy. And now we're here to stay.
Live down at KRVS in studio in Lafayette, Louisiana. That is Dwight James and the Royals, Persephone. And that wraps up this Acadiana Music Showcase. If you missed any of it, you can find it at worldcafe.org. As always, thanks to our partners at KRVS for producing the session. Let's get back into music. You know, we just heard Dwight James and the Royals. Here is a band called the Five Royales. And they wrote this song back in 1957. It would eventually become a hit for the Mamas and the Papas, as well as the Shirelles. It's dedicated to the one I love on World Cafe.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Call Me, band from Birmingham, Alabama, and their debut album, Half the City. Up next, new music from Michigander when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe with new music from Michigander. New album is due out at the end of July. It's called Over Before You Know It. First single is Freaking Out.
I feel like a stranger, think I might have gone missing. I've been Colorado smoking while I'm cutting through the kitchen. All my friends are on the couch with their chandelier smiles. I don't know about you, but I haven't been happy in a while, and I'm freaking out. Bought a winning ticket, then I threw it in the trash. You know I could have made a million, but I was never good at math. And I'm losing track of time, like my friends lose track of me. I'm a heartbreak in the making. I'm the mayor of the scene, and I'm freaking out.
Right through me, don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. Daddy said we were young. Seven ties between us and anyone we'd ever wish to meet. One's your mom, two's your friends, three's the one that broke your heart and then threw you to your knees. Four's a hole in disguise, and we don't ever speak of five. Six is just really mean. But there's one I'll tell ya, one who's gonna help you anytime you're ever in need. 7 degrees, just one more for you and me. We're souls in a line, something to us more. God, I can't count it any longer. I'm losing it, you see. Some might say the well is dry, but I just pray I'm living wise and waiting on my beat. 7 degrees, just one more for you and me. We're souls in a line, waiting to meet, waiting for that summer breeze to throw us through each other's arms. We're 7 souls, it's
7 degrees. It's from their new album, Something Worth Waiting For. I've got new music from Blondshell in just a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. New standalone single from Blondshell. It's called Heart Has to Work So Hard.
Brings a tear to my eye. Craig Finn, you're listening to World Cafe.
Just nothing. Guess they just became friends. They take the same lunch break. He understood what her tastes like. Made her ask a few questions. What she wants out of life. Happy hours and coffee. And that holiday party. The Tuesday he texts her. Said he's back with his wife. She was kind of surprised when she just started sobbing. Had to hide in the bathroom. Take some time to herself. She came home crying. He asked her what happens. She said it's just nothing. It's something at work. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together. Hold on to it hurts.
Some blue or some fantasy fortune the locks have held. And the rain sounds like bells. The plastic covered car swim totally fine. Have you heard that the boys are gone this time? Kick stones and the car shoot past. You know you got a face like a bullet when you talk like that. Pull my shirt and the cheap stitch cracks. How do you like that? How do you like that? And the rain sounds like bells. The plastic covered cars are totally fine. Have you heard that the boys have gone this time? Kick stones and the car shoot past. You know you got a face like a bullet when you talk like that. Pull my shirt and the cheap stitch cracks. Well, how do you like that? How do you like that? Cars are totally fine.
lot of people say they might be the next breakout indie rock band a la Geese. They are from Great Britain, West Side Cowboy. They won the Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition in 2025. And that song is so good. It's called Kick Stones, The Boys. From their debut album, It Goes On, and it is out at the end of August. That does it for us on The Cafe. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. We produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by BritBox, streaming The Other Bennett Sister, a new BritBox original drama from the world of Jane Austen, following Mary Bennett as she finally finds her voice after a lifetime of being overlooked. Streaming at BritBox.com. And by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Coming up, Brandi Carlile has teamed up with the National Park Service to release a new song called Life on the Run.
Moonshine in the shape of a lifeline.
And Kevin Morby's new song, 100,000, was heavily influenced by the guitar playing of television's Tom Verlaine.
100,000 people, 100,000 lives.
Death Cab for Cutie have a new album, and we have a new song to play called Punching the Flowers.
I was seeing me was punching the flowers.